In framing out a helpful workplace response, it is important to explore some of our cultural assumptions about what victims need to be safe. A natural response to the question, what should a victim do for her or his safety, might be to just leave, get out of the relationship. This response does not take into account the dangers the offender presents to the victim, and often has promised to the victim, should she or he attempt to or actually leave. Leaving represents a dangerous option for victims. As in domestic violence homicides, 75% of the victims who are killed during or after the time they left the relationships. Telling someone to leave may be some of the most dangerous advice. Thinking about domestic violence from the standpoint of coercive control, this makes sense, as when a victim steps away from the relationship, the abuser feels he's losing control and ups the ante in order to regain that control. In addition, leaving is a process, not a moment in time. Victims leave an average of 7 times before escaping for good. Those around a victim have no way of knowing at what point in the process a victim is.